Meeting of the Design Review Board, and we appreciate our audience and those who are participating in the process with us tonight. If you haven't been here before, we usually begin by reviewing our minutes for the January meeting. In just a second, we hopefully will have a motion regarding the minutes for both the work session and the regular meeting. And then after that, in fact, by the way, I'll introduce our interim secretary, Maria Moultrie, and she is sitting in for us tonight, and we appreciate your help with this. But Maria will then read through the applications, and then when your application comes up, if you would come up to the lectern here, there's actually a microphone in that apparatus, and we'll let you give us your name and your address, and then if you have any additional comments, you can make those. So, anyway, we'll proceed then, and if we have a motion on our minutes.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve our minutes from the work session and the regular meeting of January 5th, 2016.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion second. All in favor, raise your right hand. Okay. All righty. And then we'll now go ahead into old business. Maria, would you begin by reading that first application?
Certainly. This applicant is for Peter Jackson, 616 Sandhurst Place. The project description: and the applicant is requesting approval to fence in their backyard on the property at 616 Sandhurst Place with a three and a half foot high fence. The backyard is currently bounded by a chain link fence adjacent to one side by the driveway, as well as a wooden fence on the back side of the property. Chain link fencing will be installed on the opposite side of the yard, which borders 626 Sandhurst Place. The chain link fencing is to be concealed by foliage and vegetation. Where the fencing will be readily seen near the driveway, it will be wooden.
Mm-hmm. Good, thank you. Now, do we have the applicants here tonight? No? Well, they were supposed to come last month, but they didn't let you know whether they'd be here or not. Okay.
No.
Well, we'll see. Would somebody like to make a motion that we move that to the end of the...
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we move application CERH 16-025 to the end of the meeting, and if the applicant does not show up, that we have a continuance until the next meeting.
All right. Thank you.
I'll second that.
Mm-hmm. Good. All in favor of making that change in the agenda, raise your right hand. All right. Good. Thank you. Now we'll just go into new business, and we'll just ask if the applicant at Sandhurst is here.
Right.
Okay. The next one is the applicant is Rafael V. Vargas, second, for 150 Lawrence Street Southeast. The project description is the applicant is requesting to resurface the existing sign on the front of 150 Lawrence Street Southeast.
Mm-hmm. Yes, if you could just give us your name and your address, your home residence.
Mm-hmm. My home address?
Yes.
Rafael Vargas, 1318 Windsor Road, Windsor, South Carolina, 29856.
Okay, thank you. I think we had some discussion in the work session about maybe revising the color slightly. The application had a black background and sort of a pink lettering.
Yes, sir.
And I believe that you said you would be agreeable to a white background.
Right.
And then modifying the pink so it's not quite as hot pink.
Instead of being a hot pink, it'll be sort of like this.
Okay, okay. I think that's, it sounded like that would be a more appropriate, more appropriate combination of colors for downtown.
Right.
I think it should be close to the historic color palette that we, that we've been using. Good. Well, does anyone else have any questions then?
I was just wondering if we couldn't eliminate some of the flourishes in the word crepe.
Mm-hmm. Simplify the...
Yeah. It goes to the legibility.
To change the font.
Not necessarily the font, but just some of these curlicues.
Yes.
I guess that's part of his logo, but was that done by a local artist, the crepe?
No, we designed it. I mean, that's the... the font, that's how they come. I mean, whenever he make it, I can get him to take it off.
Okay.
You know, some of the smaller lines around it.
Yeah. Do you have that on a menu or something? Or,
no.
No, this is the first time it's appearing.
No, we have it on the front door.
Oh, it's already painted on there.
Yeah, it's a small, little name in the front door.
And it's done just like that with the...
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That might be a little tricky to get into the changing his logo done, I think. I mean,
if it's already painted, is it going to be a trouble to paint the background white?
Well, the background is a tennis and squash shop. So we're just going to cover the whole thing with white, either white or black, whichever we could do,
mm-hmm.
and then put the sign on top of it.
Yeah. I think that... But probably a good way to look at the comment here is that it is difficult to read, and if it's going to be your signage for passersby, if it were a little simpler, it might help your business too. It says Crepes.
Right.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay.
But with all the squiggles on it too.
Right. Yeah. Can they simplify it a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, if I can still use the same letters, just take some of the mm-hmm. smaller lines off of it.
Yeah, that would satisfy me.
Sure. Okay, so that'd be an administrative sort of follow-up then. Okay. All right, thank you. We'll see if anyone else has a comment, and then we'll have a motion.
Okay.
Thank you for coming in. Would anybody else like to comment on the Crepes sign for downtown? It does have a tower on there. In Paris, though.
Yes.
Okay, well, we'll go ahead then and entertain a motion that's a slightly modified motion from the application. Primarily noting that it'll be a white background.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chairman, with respect to application CERD 16001021, mm-hmm. I make a motion that we approve the reface of the existing sign on the front of 150 Lawrence Street with a white background and the light pink color, and also that the changes be done to embellish the style be done administratively.
All right.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion second. Any other comment or discussion? All righty, all in favor of the modified application, raise your right hand. Okay, it's approved. Yeah, there it is up there. Mm-hmm. It does say crap. Mm-hmm. All right, we can move on to the next application, I believe, Maria.
Okay, our next applicant is Dennis Freeland at 906 Carlton Avenue Southeast. Project description, the applicant is requesting approval for the construction of a new two-story single-family residence with a two-car garage, which will face the rear alley. The construction style will be old Charleston with two-story balconies supported by large columns. Exterior features to include hardy board lap siding, windows with colonial buttons, plantation shutters, doors with glass transoms above, and crown molding frieze board details at the soffit. The roof will be asphalt shingle.
Okay, thank you. And we have our applicant here.
Yes, Dennis Freeland.
Okay, and this is on Collin Avenue, but you don't live there yet.
That's correct.
Yes. Can you give your address?
Yeah, 1430 Canterbury Court.
Okay.
Aiken.
Good. That's probably in our application somewhere. All righty. Is there anything you wanted to add?
No, I think it was pretty much self-explanatory. I had attended a workshop last month, and I think that covered whatever you're going to say.
It looks like it's appropriate for the site, as far as the garage location and all that. Does anyone have any questions of Mr. Freeland? It does help when you come in to a work session. Appreciate your doing that.
We have the colors and window details noted on this application.
I don't think specific colors are listed. Basically, you know, a pastel beige for the body of the home, white trim, et cetera, black shutters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really, the only color would be the shutters that are closed.
Yeah, the shutters that show as closed on the front elevation, those would be black.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then the foundation, is it stucco or is it...
No, the foundation will probably either be covered with maybe a brick or a facing stone or something of that nature.
Okay.
I honestly haven't made that decision yet. Unless you feel it's critical, and you know, we can commit at this point.
I think it would be kind of critical in that location. Now, all those options you suggest, I think, would be okay. The brick certainly would be okay. It might be that you would, if you decided not to do brick, you could come back and let...
I can live with that. That's fine.
Sure. Let Maria know if there's a change, and
okay.
then she and I can look at it.
Sure.
We hopefully wouldn't have to go back before the whole board. It is on slab, isn't it? So you don't.
Well, it's a stem wall, but it's a poured mm-hmm. slab, but a stem wall type elevation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you don't really have vents.
No vents.
Mm-hmm. Good. And it has 9 foot. Let's see. Ceilings are. Can't quite read that number. Is that going to be 9, 1 1/4?
9 on the first floor, 8 on the second floor.
Okay.
Okay.
I saw one over on the other side. It was like 7'11", but that's to the window head.
Yes. Yeah.
That's good. We do like to see that noted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the chimney is a stucco material?
It'd be a stucco and siding combination, yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. Yeah, I think the colors would be critical, like shingle color.
Shingles, you know, a dark kind of a charcoal gray kind of a, you know, a neutral but dark color.
Yeah. Are those the main things y'all would want to clarify? The color of the shingle, maybe, and even the. You know, if it's a color other than white, typically we would review colors of the house. Unless it's white, you can say white.
Well, it's not all white. It's not all white.
You could come back and ask for administrative approval.
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
Colors.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, not necessary to do it right now.
But what about the window? Styles. I remember talking about it.
You know, a colonial mountain.
Okay. So it's a fix on the outside.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All righty. And I see that you don't have mountains in the French doors.
Correct.
Is that a preference? Or?
It was a preference. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's.
And actually, the French doors are not actually readily seen from the street in any situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right, except for that one little side wing. Well, it's an interesting plan. I think it works well there on that lot.
Mr. Freeland, did you plan on building, was it a pool house?
There's going to be an outdoor, call it a pool house, barbecue, whatever. We're not looking for approval on that location at this point.
Okay.
Seeing it's just an item we have not really firmly decided on.
Okay.
As far as style, location, etc. So,
I didn't see it in the drawing, so I was just asking.
That would be in the site.
It is shown as a proposed site on the site plan, but we only just included that just for just general information purposes. When we decide what we're going to do there, we'll come back to, you know, with approval for that, so.
Right, you have 75 feet, and then it looks like you have about, what, 10 on one side?
There's 10 on each side, 20 in the front, and then there's a designated setback in the rear, which we meet that designation.
But, I mean, you're going right up to the 10 on one side, but then the
correct.
Other...
Correct. On the other side, we're not.
That's you've correct. Got 25 feet or so.
Correct.
Looks
yes.
like. You have plenty of room to, if you had a pool or a
yes.
pool house. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Are you planning on any fencing?
We are. Again, I'll address that at a later time. Okay.
It does need to come through here, so if you don't mind bringing it back when you get...
I have no objection to that, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, all righty. Any other questions? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll see if anyone else would like to comment on this application on Carlton Avenue, right past Williamsburg, I guess. Don't see anyone. So if someone would like to make a motion, we can discuss and vote.
I'd like to make a motion that we approve application CERD 16-001024 as submitted with the brick foundation wall.
How about the colors administratively?
And the colors will be approved administratively.
Okay.
Second.
All right, motion second. Any other discussion? Good. All right, we'll vote. All in favor of the application with those additional details, raise your right hand. Okay, it is approved. Mm-hmm. Thanks for bringing it in. All right.
Okay, our next applicant is for Courtney K. Armour. The project description of the applicant would like to redesign the roof so that it has a slight pitch. The roof material is requested to be the same architectural gray tiles that are currently on the roof, but they would be open to a metal roof if the board feels it is more appropriate. The applicant will retain the original exposed rafter tails as well as white painted boards and soffits.
All righty, and I think we have the applicant
yes.
here. Mm-hmm.
That's at 344 Newberry Street, Southwest Jamaica.
Right, and you're Courtney?
Courtney Armour.
Armour, okay. Okay. It's an attractive house.
Thank you.
But I understand if it leaks, that's not good.
Yeah.
Either
it's just got a flat roof, and so it's just filling up, and the water tends to run back towards the house, and
yeah.
that's...
And it's metal, that's a metal...
It's some kind of a plastic. The center is architectural tile, gray tiles, and then the sides are some kind of plastic, and that's what's leaking.
Yeah. Now, we had some discussion in the work session about whether you really have to go all the way up to the height of that ridge.
We don't have to go up very far. We had a drawing done. I'm not sure it showed how high up we would go.
It shows it going all the way pretty much
to the ridge.
Even with, you know, it fills that hole.
We just needed a slight pitch so that the rain will run off of it. So I don't
know. If you stop on one of those photographs.
I think it was one where the...
Oh, you're looking for the drawing?
Yeah.
Okay,
I don't know if that shows the height.
Yeah, the drawing does have it. If you get to that elevation drawing, I guess you can keep rolling.
No.
It's not in that.
It might be up before that, maybe. There it is.
Previous house.
That's the other house.
That's not us.
I don't think it got loaded. Yeah. See, this little line we have is probably one that you got done.
Exactly.
And there's a line going across that horizontal line right there.
May not be exactly to scale. We just needed just enough of a pitch. Not being an architect, I can't tell you exactly how much that would be. Just enough that the water comes forward and not
right.
sitting.
I think it doesn't need to go way, way up there.
No,
like
I don't
that.
Think it has to go up very far.
You think we could modify it to say, I think it's saying two and a half. 2.3, you know, I mean, it could be 1 in 12, probably, if it's metal, right, Josh?
Yeah, you have to put a nice large shield barrier underneath it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A metal with metal.
Yeah, it's metal. Metal. It can't be shingle.
It cannot. I don't think that'll work. Okay, I'm happy either way.
Even at
the center part is shingle.
Right.
So we were just thinking maybe you'd want to match the center with the side.
Well, I think that's where you get into this thing about whether you want it to go all the way. It'll fill in. In other words, it's going to go right on up. You see where the shadow, that
yes.
tree shadow, it's going
yep.
to go right up into that tree shadow.
Yeah.
It's going to be a dramatic change.
Yeah, if you look at where the cut line is here,
mm-hmm.
relative to where the chimney is,
mm-hmm.
it's only halfway up that section here on the chimney. So it's only being cut.
Maybe about a foot and a half, 2 feet up. I can't really
yeah.
tell.
Well, I don't know if this is right either.
Well, I'm assuming that's where the cut line is, relative to the chimney.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that would put it...
But
right here, well, I'm coming forward.
All I can say is right now it's...
I know, right now it's showing it's the top of the gable.
And it says 2.3.
How deep is the porch?
Depth-wise?
Right.
Phil, do you have that?
We can tell how high it's going to be.
If you look at where that cut line is, it's basically halfway up
right.
this ridge here.
Yeah, you see it better from that side view, see?
Yeah. Phil might be better at this than I am, but I think we have a drawing here that actually did a measurement of the depth of the porch.
So they eliminated the little sketch that the porch right. here, and they're going to come here.
Right. That's what we're thinking.
Remember that little drawing we did? Is that, yeah, that was there. Now we have it. Give me a second, I might have it in
what's kind of deceiving is this, these shots here are looking up.
Y'all see the y'all have you have this drawing right?
Yes.
And that has that horizontal line. That implies to us that new roof is a pretty prominent roof structure going all the way up to.
I see what you're saying.
Match. But if that
yeah. If you look at it, if it's 2 or 2.3 and that's 5 on 12, then it's not going to get it to the ridge
right.
by the time it
okay.
gets.
Okay. Well, the drawing, yeah, something's maybe not right.
Right.
Now this. This gives the impression that maybe it's just going to barely go up on it.
Right.
That's
yeah,
just a little
I think
marker
that's closer
drawing.
To it.
Right.
I think it may be the way you're
and
looking
I
at the house.
I think you're kind of shooting upward at the house and the gables a lot
mm-hmm.
higher than that, you know, the back roof
mm-hmm.
and the top roof.
Yeah, now, there was a drawing that had the depth. Did
yes,
you just say
was.
The depth of the porch?
Yes, and it was on something, and unfortunately...
Is it nine? It's 9 foot. Is it
that's,
9 foot three?
That sounds right.
Okay, so it's...
That's be 18, 20 inches.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2 on 12.
2.3 and 12, so it's going to rise a couple of, not even 2 feet.
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, that I think that other drawing was sort of deceptive.
Yeah. I agree with you.
It made it look like it was going to fill that all that in. Okay, that was the main question, and I think we understand that you'll have to lose the little trellis board ends that do add some details.
Those rafter tails.
I was trying to keep those just because I thought it kept the craftsman's style.
Oh,
I
you
think
can.
You can keep them.
Yeah, but his drawing
says eliminate them.
It says...
Oh, I like them, so I'd rather keep them
now,
if you can.
Yeah, I think you might want to chat with them. Yeah, he's saying he's putting a new header above the existing header.
Yeah, it's showing.
Right.
That
you
little
need,
note.
You're going to need a little bit more of a header, I think, up under there to
yeah,
close
you,
it up.
Yeah, you would, but whoever drew this is not worried about your little rafter tails.
Yeah, I like the rafter tails,
okay,
especially at the ends.
Yeah,
the
that
craftsman.
Adds to the
yeah,
character of the
yeah,
house.
Yeah, it adds a lot of character.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, we can make a motion to make him keep them. Okay.
If I might ask, you
really
still
down.
Feel that a metal roof on the sides is better than to continue the shingles so that it matches the center? Or?
Well, if you want to do the shingles, it has to go further up the roof. If you want to keep it low on the roof, then you can use the metal.
Okay.
And that's just a function of the water.
Right. Now, 2.5... You can do 2.5 with a double layer of felt or something underneath it.
And
Do you know, have you done that before?
Pretty.
We normally don't go below 3 and 12. That's what they're talking about.
Okay.
The shingles would require to go further up. But many, many houses have shingle roofs and then low slope metal porch,
exactly.
Porch roofs. So it's probably safest. Then they can keep it as flat.
Okay.
And to be honest with you, it may need to be a little bit flatter if they have to bump their header up to preserve those trellis ends.
Right.
Lattice trellis ends. Then you may have to go a little bit flatter.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
If you have to raise up one end.
All right.
Yeah, that's true. That would make it higher.
Yeah. It would make it 2 and 12 or something. But I think you could do that with metal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I think that we've sort of probably gone into more detail than we need to, but it did need clarification because of it's a very attractive little house.
Thank you. We like it.
And, but I know you don't want to have a leaky roof.
No, we don't.
Yeah, so that it's deteriorating. Okay, well, thank you. Any other questions?
No.
Okay. Would anyone else like to speak about this water power problem and the solution at Newbury Street? Okay, well, let's have a motion, if you don't mind, and we'll see if we need any further discussion.
I'll make a motion. With regards to application CERH 16021, I make a motion that we approve as written with an amendment for the soffits not to be closed in, and that to make the addition of the porch roof as low as possible using a metal roof.
Yeah, and I think I would add, in order to preserve the trellis ends.
Okay.
The exposed trellis ends.
All right, I agree.
So if he had to have a closed soffit above that would be fine, you know.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Right. Okay. He's right now closing it around the trellis ends, I believe.
Retaining that craftsman look.
Right.
Yeah.
I second the motion.
All right. We have a motion. Say, any further discussion? Questions?
Mm-hmm.
Any questions? No? All right.
So okay. We do need a metal color.
Yeah. Probably would be good to have it. You can add that, that the color of the metal could be submitted.
What is it?
Been taken out.
That's what we're talking about, keeping the trellis.
Yeah. We can make, Galvalume,
Okay, so we'll add that
part
in.
Of that. Mm-hmm.
That'll be the color.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey, did we get we have a second?
Second on that.
Okay, we have a motion and second. Any other discussion? All in favor of the application with the additional comments, raise your right hand. Okay.
Our next applicant is Verizon Wireless. The applicant is requesting the approval to install 6 panel antennas, 6 RRUS32, 3 RRUSB13A2, and 3 RC3DC3315PF48, and 1 hybrid filter, 1 5/8. Outdoor communication cabinets and emergency diesel generator to the water tower at York and South Boundary, with cabinets and generator to be located on the grounds of the water tower.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and we have our applicant here.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is David Kirk, 600 Peachtree Street, Northeast Atlanta, Georgia, here on behalf of Verizon Wireless. This is an opportunity for Verizon to improve service here in Aiken, both voice and data, and improve the capacity and the coverage of our service here in Aiken by going on the existing water tower. There are 2 other carriers on the water tower now, as you know. One of them is AT&T. I'm not sure of the other one.
Mm-hmm.
As an alternative to building a new cellular tower. So it's,
right.
It's a great opportunity for us,
mm-hmm.
And we thank for the city as well. The materials that you have in your packet indicate the location of the antennas on the on the catwalk the tank. There will be colored to match the tank color. The cabling will actually be on the inside of the leg as opposed to the outside. I believe the AT&T cabling now is on the outside of the leg, which is a much more visible location, obviously. And then the equipment will be located against the sort of the south-facing fence, not exactly south, it's a little southwest, but the south-facing fence, not precisely in the corner, but a little further down, and will be outdoor equipment as noted in Ms. Moultrie's description. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to answer any questions that you might have, Mr. Chairman, or any member of the board. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Well, I have two questions. One is the canopy that's referenced there. It's a covered. It's a cover that goes over the pad, the equipment pad. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Is that flat? Is that a flat aluminum type thing, or do you know?
I don't know for sure. The awning would be. I don't know that it would be precisely flat. It'd probably be a very, very slight pitch on it just to to allow water to run.
I should have asked you what we were meaning, but just realized it didn't have an elevation. It looks like it's just a flat, if I'm looking at it right, where you have the ice bridge and then it just keeps running.
It'd be essentially flat, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I imagine it'd be similar to what AT&T has out there. Now, okay. I believe they have an awning on
there. I didn't realize y'all weren't already up on that tower, but I think it is preferable to having another tower constructed in downtown.
Or one constructed in the county.
Well, you mean you'd prefer it to be in the county?
No, it's better that not to have one in the county, since I think the county allows it and the city does not.
Okay.
I think that's how that is. There's one on Whiskey Road that's in the county.
Yeah, behind the...
Yeah.
Yeah, over there. Sometimes the reception is not great in our downtown. I guess that's why...
As more and more... Right now, about, according to a survey that's done through the Centers for Disease Control, about 50% of households in the latter half of 2015 were entirely dependent on wireless devices for all their communication. That's up just over the space of a decade from about 2%. So it's an incredible growth, not only in the reliance on the wireless, but just the amount of information that's transmitted wirelessly. And Verizon, like all the other carriers, are doing all they can to meet that need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and using existing towers as much as possible.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. My other question was, how did you all come about the name?
There's a typically in a when a site is being evaluated, there's a geographic area within which the facility needs to be located, and I believe there's Fermata Place located somewhere within
that. Yeah,
that's
the coverage area then.
Right, and that is something that has always eluded me exactly. How they get named, they're typically named either by the site acquisition person or the radio frequency engineer, and sometimes have a lot more interesting and colorful names than...
Yeah, that's a historic building and school here in Aiken, too, from our club. Okay, any other questions? Okay, it sounds like everybody is pretty self-explanatory, and we'll see if anyone has any comments with regard to this, but thank you.
Thank you very much.
Uh-huh. Thanks for coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone like to speak with regard to the additional cell tower, or cell antennas, actually, on the water tower? There's a good many up there already. And then some equipment in the equipment yard. Don't see anyone. Would you all like to make a motion? And
Mr. Chairman, with respect to certificate application number CERH16-032, I move that we approve the application as submitted.
Mm-hmm. Second.
Okay. All right, any other discussion? All in favor, raise your right hand. Okay.
Our next applicant is Dwayne and Laura Deal, a project description. The applicant is requesting approval to remove the existing carport, front porch, and back porch. These will be replaced with a new front porch, double garage with master suite, master bath, and laundry room above. Also requested is a replacement of roof, replace all exterior windows, soffit, fascia, add shutters, and replace front door. The roof color will be Williamsburg gray, trim color ultra pure white, hardy plank siding, either woodcraft or kindling in color, and the shutters will be cherry cola in color.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and this is in the historic overlay district. Good, and would you all give your name, please, and address?
Dwayne Deal.
Laura Deal, 842 from Vermont Place.
Okay, and you live in the subject property?
Yes.
Did you have anything else that you, I guess you might comment on some of the issues you're trying to repair or resolve, such as the leaky bay window, and the carport is on a lower level, is that right?
It is. Yes,
it's
yeah.
A sloping lot, it's on the left side.
Yeah, yeah.
So additional space, really, we're trying to add a master suite just to make the overall home more amenable, because it presently is listed as three bedrooms, but it really is only two bedrooms and a bath with an office.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know that you're doing some hardy, is that hardy material, hardy siding, is that right?
For the addition, that's the plan.
Hardy siding. And it says metal roof, so there's some metal shingles, are they artificial shingles up there, or am I misreading that note? That there's a little, maybe it's a little bit of a ledge.
It is. It's over the garage. Yeah. That was the original plan, but actually I think when we talked to the builder, we decided we would just do shingles.
Shingle there, yeah, okay.
But unless you'll have a preference.
No. I mean, that would be typical, I think. So up in there are hardy shingles, maybe.
Well, the architectural shingles, I'm assuming it's be the same shingles that, well, maybe you're talking about in the
gables.
Those are going to be shingles.
A hardy type, but shingle. Yeah.
There's a little tiny roof right across the front of the garage there.
That says metal, right?
Right.
That's right.
That'll stick out just a tad, just to give some cover. But that would go to a shingle too, right?
Yes.
Okay. Anything that says metal roof will just interpret. All right. In terms of the overall appearance, I know that people often, when they renovate older homes that are brick, sometimes paint the brick. Were y'all thinking of doing that? The only reason I ask that is you have this addition out there that'll be obviously a different material. Will there be an attempt to try to blend them together? Have y'all talked about that?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
With the removal of the front porch, which is just simply not up to code right now, it's a smaller, narrow front porch.
Yeah.
So when we remove it and we add the back porch.
Yeah.
We talked about matching the brick and what have you. The mortar will probably be a bigger concern. But with the amount of work being done, if it warrants needing to paint because things don't blend well.
Yeah. Some people are really opposed to painting brick. And I suppose if you have a building that's a historic building that's red brick, you don't want to paint it, you know. But if it's a brick ranch house, and or even some of our historic houses that a lot of them are painted brick, so it's not inappropriate, and actually it stays on brick a lot better than it stays on wood paint, you know, does. So that's something that's maybe a suggestion to consider, since you've got this addition that'll be an obvious add-on there.
Mm-hmm. That is the intentions. We have been debating it because I hate to paint brick, but I'm okay with painting the brick too. So.
Yeah. Any other questions?
I've got one. Okay. Mr. Deal, I noticed that you say remove existing carport, front porch, and back porch, but then you say replace with new front porch.
And then I thought I heard your comment say you were going to place the back porch too. So is the back porch being replaced?
Yes, sir. There's a back porch. It has a shingled roof that comes off of the back of the residence. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and because the garage, is, you can tell in my picture right there, the garage itself is going to extend up back past the back of the house, mm-hmm. and I think approximately 10 or 12 feet. And so we were going to use that space to tie onto that and just extend the back porch and make it larger. So we'll be removing the current one and then replacing it with appropriate size for this structure.
And there's that 2.5 and 12 roof.
About is that? It looks like on the drawing you've got either windows or screens or something on the back porch.
Yes, sir. That's the drawing. Right now it'll just be a column back porch.
Looks like you have to have some rail in there as well.
Yes, sir.
Well, I think that's still debatable, but I'm pretty sure, I believe we probably priced to have it screened, to have the whole thing screened in. Mm-hmm. But we have gone back and forth whether to do columns or screen. Mm-hmm. But you're right, since the elevation is so high, then we will have to have railing. So.
Was he taking any special precautions? I guess the contractor is
Nick
Ritter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did he say what he was putting under that 2.5 and 12 shingle? We were just talking about it. That's my name.
Right. You mean as far as...
Usually I think you at least double up the felt.
Whether it would be a metal roof or shingle?
Well, I was assuming on this one it was a shingle.
It is shingled, right. Yes. But, yeah, I don't know if I know, because we're not architects, so I don't know if I really know what you're talking about, what piece you're talking about on the roof. Mm-hmm.
I probably would not have discussed that with the Novalis builder.
Without a builder?
I would not have discussed that as a customer with them. I would have just...
Yeah, well, they ought to discuss it with their builder, though.
Yeah.
It's a little low. It's 3 and 12, I think, is what you think of as the minimum.
Yeah, it's all I was put under. You can put an ice and water shield under anything.
Yeah, not felt, but ice and water.
Yeah, it'd be a roof underneath the roof, basically.
Yeah. And then, of course, it could go further up the roof if you had to. Okay. All right. Any other questions? I think this is our last application. Is that right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unless the other applicant is I'll be there. Thank you. We'll just real quickly see if anyone else would care to comment on the Fermata Place. Renovations. A lot of people renovating houses back there.
Can I ask one more question?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Are you replacing all the windows or just the windows in the addition?
All the windows.
All the windows.
Yes.
Did we have a description of the window in there?
Yes, sir. I think there's a description in the
in the
bid. And then that's accurate of what the windows will look like.
There it is, Simontown windows.
Yeah.
So this will be a solid vinyl window?
It doesn't say. You think it's a vinyl window is what it is? Okay. All right. Thank you.
I do have one question.
Okay.
If it comes to where we have to paint the brick, obviously it'll be similar to the Hardy plank.
Yeah.
That would be the plan.
Will that be need to be submitted?
If you don't mind, otherwise, if we get it into the motion, you'll have to. But we can have an administrative, which means you just check with the planning department and just let them know what you're going to do and the color.
All right.
Okay.
These were some fancy color names. Basically, it's a taupe color on the Hardy plank, and the shutters are a burgundy.
And you could get a matching color. And I think, aren't some of those houses in there painted brick? Some of the ones like the Kistner house, is he painting his brick or not?
Right, and there's
I think he is.
Yeah, there's several that are painted.
Yeah, the one beside us is painted, yeah.
It's a pretty good way to update it. Mm-hmm. All right, yeah, you could just let the planning department know. Right now we're not adding that in, so we're not locking you into painting it, but it might.
Okay.
I think matching brick is really difficult.
Right, right.
On the front, it is.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
I don't see anyone else here to speak regarding this, so we could have an application, I mean, a motion on the application.
I'd like to make a motion that we approve application H-16-033, as submitted.
All right.
Second.
We have a motion and a second, and any other discussion? All right. And we did say that if he could come back if he wanted to paint the brick.
Administrative.
With administrative. All in favor, raise your right hand. Okay, good. We have a motion carries, and we adjourn the meeting. Excuse me.
On the fence, on the Jackson fence?
Yeah, we need to decide whether to continue.
So I thought we had tabled it last time.
We did.
Which means that it shouldn't come back off the table unless they actually requested to have the thing on the agenda. So I don't know if they have requested it or not, but I think it should stay off the agenda until they request to have it come back.
Back, okay.
So we don't need to continue it then right now.
Yeah, because it was, because it had already been tabled, and so I'm not sure that it was, that it should have been removed from the table. And
do we have?
Unfortunately, he did not tell me that, so no. I don't know.
Is that?
Mm-hmm. I don't think we have the Jacksons here tonight.
Mm-mm.
I don't believe. No.
I think you would have mentioned it if they had spoken to him.
Did any of the Jacksons say they were going to be here?
That's what I'm saying. Tommy, I'm sure he would have told me if they had mentioned they would not be here or if there was some issue.
But, so. I mean, this is the third time it's been on the agenda.
Oh, okay.
So I think if we need to make a motion to clarify that we're not going to consider it again until they are here.
They submitted an application, but then they didn't come the first time. And then the next time we just tabled it.
They didn't come. Yeah,
they asked
didn't come
for it
the second
tabled.
Time.
Right.
They weren't here.
No, they weren't here, so we tabled it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they have to let us. So I don't think it needs to even come back until they tell us they want us to.
Okay.
Yeah. That's my understanding.
I have to review it.
Sorry, but I wanted to.
Well,
I didn't want this thing
I
to
forgot.
Keep coming up.
Okay, go on.
No.
I didn't deny them.
Yeah.
We always have. Yeah. Good. Well, thank you. The meeting is adjourned. Recycling unit.